There's a very still drama pictured in this morning's Irish Independent. It's a photo showing a group of teenagers sitting together on the ground on a street in Kyiv yesterday. In front of them, lines of red and white cordon tape, and beyond that, a destroyed apartment building. The caption tells us that the teenagers were watching rescue workers searching for their friend who was in the building hit by a Russian attack. The friend's body was later found in the rubble. The Russian attack was by missiles and drones, and drones as weapons have prompted strange-looking guns to appear on the streets of Rome. They're large, with three big barrels on the front of them, and they're being carried by soldiers providing security for the Pope's funeral. Apparently, they're drone-jamming weapons designed to interfere with the drone's control signals if an attack is launched on the funeral. There's a picture of a soldier at one of the jammers on the front page of the Herald. And other than that photo and one on the front of the Examiner from a book of condolence signing, the Pope's passing has disappeared from the front pages. In its place, a variety of news stories. In The Independent, for example, the news that every day last year, the HSE cancelled over 770 hospital appointments. The various reasons were staff shortages, infection outbreaks and bad weather. On the Irish Times front page, the news that pharma companies are putting the Irish government under pressure to push back against new EU regulations. The companies warn that the new rules will be bad for the pharma business in Ireland. And pushback on regulations generates a front page story for the Examiner. The paper says that some big tech firms are pushing back against new Irish rules which require users to verify their age before watching pornography or violent content. However, the paper says that Cumasú Nieman is determined such age verification will come in this summer. And actually, there's a lot of tech talk in the papers this morning. Facial recognition technology is about to be used by Gardaí, according to new government proposals. That's in the Irish Times, which reports that initially the technology won't be used live on crowds, but will only be used on recorded images and to speed up evidence gathering. The government says that the software will be employed only according to strict guidelines. The Times notes that human rights groups oppose facial recognition technology. They say it's flawed and often misidentifies people as suspects for crimes they didn't commit. Elsewhere in the Times and still on tech, columnist Emer McLysett has turned to ChatGPT. She has a problem with squirrels. They often come up to her window and force eye contact with her, looking for food. She asked AI if she should feed them. The answer was no. Over in The Independent, Aideen O'Connell also used ChatGPT for problems with dating. She writes that her friends are fed up with her anxious questions about her rollercoaster dating life, so she turned to AI with questions like, should you ever double text after getting ghosted? The bot came back with the answer, let it go. Having mostly gone from the front pages, the papal coverage is still there inside the papers. Enda Cullen has written to the letters page of The Independent about the Pope's words of inspiration. Phrases like, let us not allow ourselves be robbed of hope. Except Enda isn't reading these uplifting quotes as part of his own personal searchings, but instead as a way of reflecting on his county football team, Armagh. He writes, Francis told us to have courage, go forward, make noise. Isn't that just like the Armagh supporter, says Enda? And then, life is a journey. When we stop, things don't go right. Exactly, says Enda. And last year, Armagh went on to win the Sam Maguire. Pope Francis, he writes, was instrumental in that.